So currently, there's two interesting studies that are going on. The first study is the PRIMA study. It's been accrued now, and that took patients with follicular lymphoma and essentially used dealer's choice for what you wanted to use for induction and whether it would be RCVP, R-CHOP, R-MCP, and then randomized patients to either observation or maintenance rituximab for 2 years. And that study has completed accrual with, I think, over 1,300 or 1,400 patients, and everyone's eagerly awaiting those results. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens because most of those patients received R-CHOP, I think about 70 to 80%. And R-CHOP is a very effective regimen. And in that setting, I would expect most people to have near complete remissions or complete remissions. And if you believe some of the other study data, the median time to progression would be on the 5-year range. So there's not going to be a lot of events happening in the first 2 years. And so it'll be interesting to see whether maintenance works in that setting. Now, the RESORT study is a different approach. That's building off of the Swiss trial, which basically used 4 doses of rituximab and then gave extended rituximab or not. And it's giving rituximab currently at a dose of 1 dose every 3 months indefinitely until actually tumor progression. And there the endpoints are really to see how long does it take to develop rituximab resistance. Does that occur faster in people continuously exposed to it versus patients treated on an as-needed basis when they relapse?